We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With the 16th choice in the first round, the New York Jets select defensive end from Central State of Ohio, Ewell Douglas.
Well, let me tell you, they don't know who he is.
Next choice to be made by the New York Giants.
They don't know who he is. But Mel, it's Brady and Douglas, not where you thought they'd go, but two really intriguing players in this draft.
Well, there's really not a lot of difference between Kyle Brady and Mike Mamola, who went a lot earlier. This was the Hula Bowl game that allowed him to push his way into the first round.
Kyle Brady.
Wow, Oren, I can't believe you pulled that. That was 25 years ago yesterday.
You was down at Freaknik trying to just forget about the whole thing.
I was just trying to get to the Freaknik, man. That's all. That was my life's mission back then. Hey, what's this draft thing? I'm just trying to get to Atlanta. And guess what? I got here, and I stayed. That is too funny.
25, wow, I remember that. I mean, they were all over the Jets for Kyle Brady. They were right about that one. They were all over the Jets for Hugh Douglas. They weren't so right about that one.
It was funny. I remember because you could hear the one guy cheering, but everybody else was like, who the hell is that? Oh, that was too funny. Good pull, man. That was a good one.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 25 years ago. Man, time flies because I remember that draft. And certainly you do because you were drafted. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the morning show from the Mobile Kia Studios. The way the Pick 6 works, we're going to get draft coverage all the way till 2 in the morning. We've got another, however many hours that is. Math just slips me right now. Long time. We have the Pick 6. Now, the way the Pick 6 works here is that one of us, yesterday Oren was the sacrificial lamb, so to speak, or Abe and I have done it
before. Hush.
Well, sorry, but
wow. He on one breath he's telling it he's defending you, but then he called you a sacrificial lamb. Wow, good times.
So it's Hugh's turn today.
Damn, John.
Now, if you're looking for something besides the rounds 4 through 7 to binge over the weekend, if that isn't your thing, you may want to have a movie series to. Now we talk a lot about TV series, but a movie series of 3 or more movies, and so that's what I understand you. It's Hugh's now again. This is no definitive list. We have to try and grab what's in Hugh's brain. This is your list of your favorite movie series. Is that right?
Yeah, and Abe kind of gave me a little caveat where it had to be at least 3 movies. They had to at least make 3 movies in this movie franchise. And, you know, it was funny because when I was talking to him about this yesterday, and I was talking to Oren as well, I was like, dude, this is probably going to be the easiest list because I know for a fact they're going to be people that are going to say something that I actually thought of, but I only had 6 to choose from. So this is going to be easy. So if y'all want to start guessing, it's the 6 movie franchises that you think that you would think that are my favorite. So who wants to go first?
John, you want to take the first swing?
Yes. Yeah. And again, I'm trying not to be, biased here because it's not necessarily what everybody out there thinks, what I think of the 6 best or what you think of the 6 best or what am I. This is Hugh's list. So I'm trying to get into Hugh's mind here. Like, for example, I have a couple that I'm sure that wouldn't be on there. All right, I'm going to guess, Hugh, knowing that you're a guy who likes, Game of Thrones or fantasy stuff, I'll go with Lord of the Rings.
You know what, John? I was thinking about putting that one on there, and you're right. I was thinking about that, and that was one of the ones that I was kind of going back and forth with, but I only had 6 to choose from, so that would probably be the 8th one. But you're on the right track.
So
you're definitely on the right track.
There's a couple here, guys, I thought of that I also felt would not be on Hugh's list. Lord of the Rings / The Hobbit, I felt was not going to be on Hugh's list. Another one I felt would not be on Hugh's list is the James Bond films. I don't think he went with James Bond. I do think, however, he went with Rocky.
You know what? That's another one. You guys on the right page. That was another one. There's too many to choose from.
Man, no Rocky, dang.
It was close. It was close. But you guys on the right track. And that was the funny thing about it, because I know I was thinking to myself, I said, even some of the listeners are going to probably pick up on some of these because it's just so easy. But it was just the unfortunate thing for me in this list is that you only had six to choose from.
So just to clarify, because Abe already said it, you didn't put Bond on the list, right?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so I just want to take that off, so I guess. Well, since you said we're close, then I'm going to go to close on a couple of the ones that we've done. I'm going to go to close on Rocky and say Rambo.
No, I didn't pick Rambo.
Oh, this is not easy. Wow. Okay, I got to go with one at the top. I got to go with one at the top. Star Wars.
You know what, Abe? You're right. Star Wars. The first
ones. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
The first ones.
Okay. And I got to give a shout out. The original episode 4, 5, and 6. Wow. Yeah.
I got to give a shout out to my man Quincy, because he got one right off the top. That's what I'm saying. These are fairly easy. When you think about it, when you think about me being on this station and how long I've been here, like I kind of use a whole lot of these movie references.
No, you're right. But, I mean, and Star Wars is one that – you're right. A lot of movie references. I've got a list of them down, but I know that I'm like Abe. I'm thinking that some of these aren't going to be on your list, and I'm trying to think of you're referencing, you know, certain movies. Abe, you want to take another shot? Because I want to kind of re-spool again.
I'm mixing what I would put versus what I think Hugh might put.
Right.
Hugh being a car guy, speed, muscle cars, and me knowing the movies I love, is Fast and Furious on the list?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, all right, good. That's good.
Yes.
Fast and the Furious would have been very high on my list as well, Hugh.
Yeah, it's very, very, very high. That's what I said, man, for
you
me.
You want me to keep going?
No, I've got others. Okay. Slow your roll, Abe.
Orin, do you have a guess? Or any guesses from Orin?
Yeah, I got a couple, but I was going to say Fast and Furious if no one said Fast and Furious, but he was a big comic book guy, and I'm going to say The Dark Knight's on there.
Yes, you're right. Dark Knight Trilogy. Yes, it is.
Ooh, that's a good call. By the way, good guess, good list.
Yeah, that is a good call. Dark Knight Trilogy, or is that make you mean all the Batman films, Hugh?
Well, it was a trilogy,
right?
And I know, like I'm talking about the one with Christian Bale.
Okay,
that's the one that immediately comes to mind. The one with the first one, the Bane one.
Yeah, Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, and then The Dark Knight Rises. Yeah, those three. Very good, very good movies.
Another comic book one in there. The question is, what's the other comic book one? We got to get it, because you got to get the character right. It's not just, you know, I don't know if it's just Avengers at large, Abe. It's probably one particular character. Oh, man. Or is it? All right, I'll guess Avengers at large. Is that right, or do I got to get a particular character?
You know what, John? You're on the right page. I said the Marvel Universe, but I thought that because it was so many different movies, it would be hard to pick, like, one. And I even thought about Avengers. But no, that's not one. But you're in the right market as far as comic books are concerned. There's still some comic book movies on here.
Boy, if you're still going comic book, because I was going to say Indiana Jones, but if we're still going comic book movies, and you're saying it is, or is a comic book is not part of the Marvel Universe, you are counting that, John?
No, it is, but I want it to be a little bit more specific. So it is in the Marvel universe.
There's only two Guardians of the Galaxy so far. What about the Iron Mans?
Nope.
Yeah, because the third one, I think we discussed this 2 weeks ago. The third one was just terrible.
Orin, you said you had another guess. Is it still in the comic books or is it somewhere else?
I had one that was outside the comic realm.
What you got?
No, I'm going to go inside the comic book realm. Take that back. The one I don't. Yeah, I'm going to go X-Men.
X-Men? not X-Men. That's a good guess, though. Like I said, like everyone that you're talking about, I sat here last night and I kind of labored about them. But it, like everyone you're guessing, you're in the right ballpark, though. You're definitely in the right ballpark. You want me to give you one?
No, no.
If it's can't not be X-Men, Spider-Man. No one likes those enough.
Wolverine.
No. And Quincy. Quincy's guessing, too. No, that's not one. That's a good guess, though.
What about, because they just had the third a year ago. What about John Wick?
No. I think that's a comic book, isn't it? That's a comic book, too, right? But no, I didn't pick John Wick.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, it's not Die Hard. You know, it's not Bond. Not Indiana Jones. It's more.
I think there's more than Hugh thought we'd get. I mean, The Matrix is not on there. Jaws is not on there.
No,
there's a lot of these.
Planet of the Apes is not on there, right? How about I'm going to go outside Hugh with a guy. By any chance, would you put Harry Potter on yours?
Nah, but that's a good guess though. That's a good guess. Didn't think about that one, but didn't put Harry Potter on there.
Like another, see, I could see you doing like the Underworld or Resident Evil series, but I don't think those are on there.
What are the Marvel Universe?
I'm trying to think.
Aaron, what are the Marvel Universe and Abe are we missing? I mean, there's another character inside this Marvel Universe.
Yeah, that you're missing. You're definitely missing.
Yeah, we're definitely.
What about Captain America?
No,
that's not it. It's something else. I mean, it's
Deadpool only has two.
Right.
You want me to just give you one because
No.
They're
not very many that got three. The only one in the Marvel Cinematic Universe that had three would be Thor.
Good guess, but
and
no.
Iron Man.
There's one that you're missing that's in the Marvel Universe that, like, honestly, I don't even think you guys know it's in the Marvel Universe, but it is.
Oh, no, I know what it is. I know exactly what it is. I'm going to let y'all see if y'all can guess it, but I know exactly what it is. I know what it is here.
I think
it's not Luke Cage. There have only been two Luke Cages, so it's not Luke Cage. That's not Marvel, is it?
He gave you a good guess.
Think vampires. Vampires. Wesley Snipes, Passenger 57.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That is up Hugh's alley, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know what?
You're right.
I went Twilight, and I went, no, that
you know,
can't be
you're
it.
Right. We should have gotten this quicker than we did. You're right.
Yeah,
you reference the Blade trilogy all the time. All the time you do.
And
yeah,
I always tell you.
That's a good call from both of you.
Yeah, because Abe, I don't think you like the Blade trilogies, but I like them because it's the same. Like, really, honestly, it's the same movie three times over. But the way Wesley Snipes plays it, and then we got the guy that they're bringing it back for the next series. What's his name, Oren, that I always screw up?
Mahershala Ali. There you go.
Is coming back.
Oh, that's right. They're rebooting it. Yeah.
Yeah, they're rebooting it. And I talked about it. I was like, man, I'm excited about it because they're rebooting it.
So how many of your six have we gotten? I feel like we've only gotten like four.
You got four.
Less.
Yeah. You got four.
What about Friday?
Not Friday. Good pick, though.
Not Mission Impossible.
Nope.
Boy, Mission Impossible is a good guess, too. There's a lot more trilogies than I thought of.
Yeah,
like
that's what I'm thinking.
I was thinking, is it going to be too easy? Are there only like eight trilogies and we're guessing
right, give
six
us a
of
hint,
them?
Hugh.
But we've named a bunch more.
Give you a hint?
Yeah, outside you said there was one outside the comic books?
No, the
Terminators?
The last two are still in comic book realm, but I think you guys are not. You're not thinking the way that I think. Now, like some of the other movies, if you look at some of the other movies that I've picked, they give you that's a great hint. Some of the other movies that you've already mentioned should give you a great hint about the other two movies, other two trilogies.
Oren, you hit on the last one. You got any more guesses?
I guess I'm not an open book as like I thought I was. I guess I'm not that transparent as I thought I was.
Transformers.
Yes.
Hey, I got
nice
one.
Stab in the dark there, John, with that.
Did you mean to say transparent there to give us a clue on that, Hugh?
No.
Happy accident.
No, it was just like, I mean, because it's like most of the stuff, like, I mean, we talk about like on a regular, and I'm like, you know, I like cars and the Transformer movies, even though, you know, like the Transformer movies. We'll sit there and watch those again and again.
The Ocean's 11 series.
No. The last one I'm going to tell you, this one is a comic book. It's an older comic book. It's an older comic book, but it's still a great series. And to this day, that people are still like, you know, they have some iconic moments from this trilogy.
I'm trying to think back to like older, like 90s or 80s comic book movies.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No.
That's not one of them. That was not what I was thinking.
See, I can give you a hint.
We're out of time. You stumped us. What you got?
I can give
not
you a hint.
The original Superman, is it?
You want me to give you a hint? Want me to give it to you?
Yep.
Because you got them all. Alien. The Alien trilogy.
Oh.
Everybody's like, oh, okay. Yeah, that one. Yeah. So that,
a lot
that
of great
was like
ones out there.
All right, so real quick, just so I can get it. You got Alien. Mm-hmm. What else was on your list?
Blade,
Star Wars, Transformers, Alien, Fast and Furious, and Dark Knight trilogy.
Dark Knight, that's right. Got it.
Yeah.
Draft Day 2020. You can stay connected all day long with John and Hugh. Don't miss anything in the NFL draft. We're reminding you that you can have 90-time the game at home or on your smart device, radio.com. Download the app. Simple, go to the App Store, download the free radio.com app. Listen to 90-time the game and our coverage of the NFL draft anytime, anyplace, all day long. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected. NFL headlines next on this draft day after a CBS Sports Minute.
Being the anointed one or the number one overall pick, that's a snapshot of my career. And the career that nobody saw was the getting beaten out, the not winning the starting job, the not being recruited. Everyone just sees this, you know, last 8 months when, you know, I started balling, and, you know, nobody sees the hard work that goes into it and the disappointments and the failures behind it. So that's really, you know, what's inside of me. I still remember all the slights and the doubts. That's not what keeps me going, because what drives me is being the best, but it's part of it.
Joe Burrow talking about being the number one pick in the NFL draft, the LSU star quarterback. So weird to say because he was Ohio State and then should have been Nebraska. His dad and uncle were stars at Nebraska, and he wanted to go there, but Nebraska said, nah. Oh, my God. Really? But that's the rowdy talk he's talking about. He went from not being wanted to suddenly he's winning all the trophies and all the honors and being the number one pick in the NFL draft. Welcome back to the morning show on draft day, a little over 12 hours away. Now 12 hours and 37 minutes away from the first pick, and that will be one Joe Burrow, who has spoken with the likes of Peyton Manning and even Ryan Leaf, who could tell him, you know, what not to do, about what it's going to be like to carry that mantle, Hugh, as the number one pick in the NFL draft, and a lot is going to be dropped on that young man's shoulders in a real big hurry.
Yeah, he's going to be, you know, one of the guys that, you know, first pick in the draft. That's what he's forever going to be remembered as. And, you know, he's going to be measured by what everybody else does in his draft class. So, yeah, reminds me of that old, hearing him say some of the stuff he says, remind me of that old adage that, you know, that famous philosopher and scholar Mike Jones used to say, back then they didn't want me, but now I'm hot, they all on me.
Yeah. Back then, exactly. That's where Joe Burrow is, and they are on him as the number one pick. And, of course, presumptive at the moment is that it's going to go one Joe Burrow to Cincinnati and two Chase Young. It is kind of a great photo that Urban Meyer tweeted out from a spring game 3 years ago with Chase Young about to – Joe Burrow cocked and ready to throw, and Chase Young about to hit him when they were both members of the Buckeyes. Here's the impact of Urban Meyer on this draft is certainly noticeable. The fact is we're going to have some trades today. We know that. And it may not just be involving draft picks. It may also involve some of the star players. We heard just to mention a couple, Hugh. The Raiders apparently are close to a deal with the Jaguars for Ngakoue, who has been wanting out, and, you know, fighting with Tony Khan on Twitter and calling out the team. And it may just be a matter of which Raiders first-round pick that the Las Vegas Raiders are willing to give up to get Yannick Ngakoue into the silver and black.
Yeah, he's a John Gruden guy. I can see him definitely going there and having some success with the Raiders because John Gruden likes those type of players. He loves guys that have a little bit of edge about them. And I think that he feels like, you know, he can get the best out of him. He can get the most out of him.
Well, we know that the Bucs have been shopping O.J. Howard, and that's not a recent thing, by the way. Let's just remind ourselves that they were, you know, reportedly shopping O.J. Howard during the season last year. But anyway, now with the addition of Gronk, they don't need Gronk and Cameron Brate and O.J. Howard. So they've been shopping him. I guess they were close to a deal, according to the reports of the Redskins. That may have fallen through. Now maybe the Patriots are trying to get in on O.J. Howard. That's another name to watch for today. I would imagine, Hugh, that we're going to have some trades, and they may happen before the draft, too, at 8 o'clock tonight. So we'll be on top of the news if, in fact, you know, the Raiders decide to trade with the Jaguars. There's no reason for that to happen, you know, at 9:15 tonight. That could happen at 9:15 this morning.
Well, that's you know, how business works. Whenever business opens, the deal probably was done last night. So, you know, that's something that you know, probably won't hit the actual, you know, day of transaction to the day. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of movement, John. It's probably a lot of conversations being had, a lot of late night conversations on the phone, trying to figure out how they can get certain deals done.
So we're going to keep you up to date on all the latest information, including this little nugget from Ian Rappaport overnight. He is talking about NFL Total Access at the Falcons. Talked to several teams in the top 10 about moving up. I think everybody here in Atlanta now, we're pretty much into the belief that the Atlanta Falcons could well move into the top 10. And everyone assumes that's for a cornerback, but that Atlanta's also been FaceTiming with, it says, multiple top tackles who will be long gone by 16. But you, the only multiple, if we're talking defensive tackles, was what I took from that. When they say multiple, I think we're only talking two guys, right? Derek Brown and Javon Kinlaw. That's it, right?
I think that's what it is. You know, I think that's the two guys that they potentially are talking to. So they're just trying to figure out what they're going to do and if potentially they could move into that realm where they could get one of those guys.
Now, a lot of the experts are staying with the fact that the Atlanta Falcons, in a division now that includes Tom Brady and Gronk and includes Emmanuel Sanders joining Mike Thomas with Drew Brees, that the Falcons need to upgrade, and that Isaiah Oliver and Kendall Sheffield and Bleedy Ray Wilson need some help on those corner positions here. Peter King is among those. And throughout the day, throughout the program today, we're going to go back through this week leading up to the draft with some of the big experts in the NFL who joined all of our shows here. Peter King was on 92.9 The Game, and this is what Peter King said about the Falcons and the draft.
I think it's pretty easy to look at the Falcons right now and to just basically say, okay, you know, what do they need right now and what makes sense for them? And, you know, Friday and Saturday, I talked to 8 to 10, but maybe 8 of them were really plugged into the draft, and the other two, you know, we were just talking about, you know, quality of the draft and how they were going to do it mechanically. But I mean, somebody in the course of that conversation, those conversations told me that, you know, Kalaivon Chaisson, probably the number two edge player in this draft from LSU. You know, they thought he'd be a really good pick, you know, for the Falcons, and not only a really good pick, but, you know, they had heard that they were interested in him. So that's about the only, you know, thing that I would say that could be possible. But I will also say this, that I think one of the things that Thomas Dimitroff did in free agency is he said basically that we're going to go out and get a couple of guys and we're going to fill a couple of holes. And obviously when you get Dante Fowler, you know, at a position that has been crying out, you know, for help, I think that's the whole idea. And that's why, to me, Chaisson is such an interesting player, not because he was the most, he didn't have a huge number of sacks or anything at LSU, but I think one of the things that you notice about him when you examine him is he is a big player. You know, he's 6'3", 255. He's a big player, and so he's not just going to be the kind of edge rusher who is not going to be able to handle the run, you know, and is basically has a good chance anyway to be a three down player. But I also think that they're not going to be forced into taking any specific position. You know, they went heavy on offensive line last year, so I would imagine they wouldn't do that this year. But to me, I like the fact that they've addressed stuff in free agency, and so they are not painted into a corner on what they have to do in this draft.
Peter King talking about what the Falcons have to do. You know, one of the things, Hugh, I want to go back for a moment and kind of ask you a question in regards to and explore a little bit for a minute, something that the national media may have missed that we heard. When the tip on the Falcons isn't, you know, all the rumors are smoke and mirrors. I think the tip on the Falcons today is that phrase, game wrecker. I mean, because I think that when we heard that come out, and maybe they missed the whole game wrecker thing, it's possible. Hugh, when they said game wrecker, you and I have been kind of on this, they want a game wrecker. That to me does not say we're content to sit at 16 and take a cornerback.
I never thought that, John. You know, when I listen to, most of the time you have to listen to what's being said and listen for trigger words. And for me, that was a big one. You know, and just listening to Thomas Dimitroff talking the past and how he looks at the game and how he approaches the draft and what they've done, they want difference makers at that position. They want difference makers on their team. And they didn't have a whole lot of those on the front end. You know, you saw the effort in the way that Grady played last year, but he was only a one-man game. You know, you need somebody to help him out. You need some guys out there that's going to take some of that pressure off of him. And when you say game record, to me, being a former defensive lineman, I used to hear that phrase all the time. Somebody who's going to change the game. Somebody who's going to go out there and get you some pressure when you need to get that. That's what defensive linemen do. That's what offensive linemen are. Those are the guys that can directly help the quarterback change the game. So when you say that to me, that's exactly what I'm thinking, somebody up front in the trenches.
Very latest, any breaking news on the NFL draft all day long, our analysis throughout the day on Sports Radio 90 Time The Game. Our complete coverage of the draft begins at 5 tonight with College Football Game Time Draft Special, Chris Goforth, Randy Mack, and John Chuckery. At 8, the Primetime Draft Show. If you're in your car, pick by pick live, Mike Conney, Wes Durham, and Dave Archer, and your chance to react with Willie P. and Jarvis, 5 p.m. to 2 in the morning. Complete wall-to-wall coverage sponsored by Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks is your home for the 2020 NFL season. Hey, let's catch up with Lloyd Pierce, head coach of the Hawks, see what he's paying attention to with the draft tonight. And more, we'll do that as we continue on the morning show on Draft Day 2020 on Sports Radio 90 Time The Game and streaming at radio.com.
NBA game.
I could spot up in the corner and get 12 to 15, make a couple threes.
12 to 15 in an NBA game.
You got to put me on a team with like LeBron or Chris Paul or someone. I can just spot up in the corner and let them go to work and kick it to me, though.
It's time to go on the court with Atlanta Hawks head coach Lloyd Pierce. Launched to you by your Atlanta area BMW dealers on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
That was number one pick, or presumptive number one pick, Joe Burrow. Talking about he could score 15 in it. Why does Hugh Douglas, welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh on Draft Day 2020, why does everybody think that they could score in an NBA game?
Because they're out there playing with their terrible, I was about to say terrible-ass friends, but they are terrible-ass friends, and they feel like and they feel like they got game. You know, listen, all due respect to the cats that play at the Y every weekend in the rec rooms and all that other good stuff where we used to play. But, dude, it's a different animal in the NBA. It's a different animal. And I think that, you know, people see it and they see how easy that the players make it look. And they think that they could do the same thing that they're doing. But, no, man, it's not the same.
It's not the same. I mean, the speed level of, you know, we always talk about how the game gets so much faster in football between high school and college. And then there's a gigantic leap between college and the NFL, the speed of the game. Boy, you go, you know, anybody that watches college basketball, then watches the NBA, the speed of the game at the NBA level is just, you're going from third gear in college to fifth gear and sometimes sixth in the NBA. It's such a faster game.
Yeah, and that grown man thing is big. I mean, you know, like when they talk about, you know, having a grown man's body, I think that even counts more so. I mean, it counts in the NFL, but boy, in the NBA, when you're talking about banging with those big fellas, come on, man, stop it. Stop it.
Talking about draft day here, Lloyd Pierce, head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, joining us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Coach.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Coach, got a couple questions for you. I'm so excited to talk to you. Number one, did you hear what Joe Burrow said about playing in NBA? And with that being said, he basically said he could score 15
points. No chance. No chance.
I'm trying to tell them. I don't understand why guys think they're playing at the rec, that they can go out there and just play professional basketball like that.
Well, I think one of the things we followed it up with saying was, you know, if he could just stand out and space the floor, he'd average 12 or 15 points. That's minimizing how you play the game of basketball. I like the confidence. He probably was a good shooter or something in high school and played, but no chance.
And the second part of this question is, the first part of Last Dance, what did you think?
I thought it was great. I thought it was unbelievable. I grew up watching Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and that Bulls team, and you remember it. I don't think I recall every minute detail of what was going on with that team. Some of the stories, but just to preview what was going on and what's to come, I think it's great. And I think it's just a good reminder. You know, everyone has their debates about greatest of all time. And, you know, it's a reminder for those that really didn't get to watch Michael Jordan live of how great he truly was. You can't really quantify it. He was so dominant when he played. So I'm just looking forward to this Sunday and seeing more.
Lloyd Pierce, head coach of the Atlanta Hawks. You know, I lived through all the Michael Jordan years from college all the way through the end of his career and even into the baseball part of it. So did you, so did Hugh. Yet watching that, just to the player Michael Jordan, I had forgotten, in a way, Coach Pierce, about his ability to hang in the air and change direction, which was, I don't think I've ever seen anybody be able to do.
Yeah, I mean, his athleticism, we all know, but I think what you talked about is something that it's a unique skill set. His ability to finish, his ability to absorb contact, his ability to avoid contact at times. But that was, you know, the show, Want to Be Like Mike, the statement, the song. Mm-hmm. That's what people used to do. As you're a kid, you would watch a game, you go out to the park or go out to the basket, you'd work on the different type of finishes that Jordan was doing. You know, that was why everybody wanted to be like Mike.
We're talking with Hawks head coach Lloyd Pierce as we get ready for the draft coverage to go into. So, Coach, you know, we're all excited about the NFL draft. You've seen I'll ask you another draft question and we'll talk a little bit more about it. But broadly, are you, is this something they're going to, you know, here we got a big event tonight, is something you're going to, you know, hunker down, order a pizza, and watch?
I'm looking forward to it. I love the draft. I was in Philadelphia a few years back when they had the draft in Philly, and I thought it was a great experience. I went down there on that first night. It obviously will be a little different tonight with the virtual draft, but I look forward to it. I see the Falcons, I guess by rumor, have been active in terms of what they can do on tonight's draft. In terms of moving up or moving down or whatever that may be. No secret, I'm a Raiders fan. I grew up a Raiders fan. I had John Gruden in our coaches meeting last week, and he was tremendous. So obviously curious to see what they do as well. But I love the draft. I think it's exciting. I want to see where this kid Chase Young goes. And I think he's a tremendous defensive player. I think he's going to be dominant at the pro level. I'm curious to see where he goes.
Yeah, he's a grown man, Coach. I mean, no question about that. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to Coach Lloyd Pierce, Atlanta Hawks head coach, on the WayForward.com hotline. With that being said, Coach, talking about, you know, John Gruden being on the call or whatever, these virtual clinics are getting bigger and bigger. I heard that Steve Nash was recently on one of his calls. Why is it so important to you to spread the wealth when it comes to talking basketball?
You know, it's really about, you know, it's an opportunity to do something different. We're all sheltered in and bunkered in right now. And, you know, we're trying to have coaches meetings. We're trying to have players meetings. Specifically with the players, we're just trying to connect. We're trying to keep the guys connected to one another. There's only so much I can say every week about what that means and what we're able to do. And I thought it just to lighten the mood to have different people join. And so in the coaches clinic, we have had Steve Nash and Candace Parker come and speak to our local coaches and our team meetings. We've had Chris Tucker and Spice Adams. Tony Ressler and, you know, Ernie Johnson from TNT. You know, we've had both different personalities. And then, like I said, we had John Gruden and Spice Adams join our coaches' meeting. Keeps it light. It keeps it fun. It keeps our guys and our coaches on their toes. You never know who's showing up. But, you know, it's important right now. We need some fun. We need some good things to talk about and speak about during this time.
Do you ever want to talk like Gruden? Can you do it? Can you do John Gruden, Coach?
I can't do it. I can't do it. I wish I could, but I can't do it. He just has that. He's got that little Southern drawl. He's got that slow, accentuated version of everything he says. You know, as soon as he hopped on the call, you know, one of our assistant coaches, Chris Gent, played at Ohio State, and you know, he didn't even introduce himself. He just said, "Is that Chris Gent?" You know, in his voice, and he said, "I really hated you as a player. You were a good player." But it was fun. You know, you can feel his energy is the most thing. He's just got a warm personality. He's intense. He's a player's coach. Like, you want to play for John Gruden.
Talking with Lloyd Pierce, head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, as the NFL draft goes tonight. WNBA draft came off without a hitch. Hopefully the NFL draft comes off without a hitch. Don't know what's going to happen with the NBA draft, but it might be that you have to do a virtual draft, and it probably likely, I would think, Coach, at this point. So I would think you guys in the NBA also kind of taking notes. All right, how does this work, you know, if you have to do a virtual draft for our league?
Yeah, you know, I think at this point we're taking notes. You know, the NBA is taking notes on everything. I think the one thing you can't expect is that there will be some change, whether it's to the draft or to the season or, you know, to practice. We're just so far away from knowing anything right now. I just understand that there will be some sort of change that goes on when we do get the opportunity. But, you know, I think it's good that we're able to see the WNBA draft. I'm excited about, you know, who they were able to draft. Excited about the Falcons and seeing the draft tonight. And just, you know, we miss sports. We all miss sports at this time. So the opportunity to just see anything. You know, I was watching some of the Team USA stuff, the old Olympic games that were on TV last night. Just excited to see some version of sports right now.
Coach, we appreciate your getting up early and, you know, this rainy Thursday and being part of the program. Enjoy the day today in terms of watching the draft. And we'll certainly chat at you as we go along here. Thanks.
Yeah, and as always, Coach, stay safe.
Thanks
you and
for
your family.
Having me on. No problem. You guys too. Go Falcons tonight.
Oh yeah, right, definitely.
From a Raiders fan. Hey, how about that, Coach Lloyd Pierce on the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up top of the hour. All week long, we've had experts on. What did Charles Davis say about edge rushers? What did Charlie Campbell talk about when it came to Raheem Morris and his number one priority? What are the experts saying about the Falcons going into the draft today? 12 hours ahead of the NFL draft, we have those sound bites, and we're going to play them for you next as we continue on the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com, streaming worldwide at radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.